Welcome to the program 5 of the Sunday Class Dance on Radio GH. Everyone, I realised listening back to the previous shows that they all had a theme of some sort. This wasn't a long-term intention, and so this one definitely doesn't have one. I also like to sprinkle in a few lesser-known dances to hopefully whet your appetite for when we are able to resume normal classes and events. We will start this week with one such dance written by my co-teacher at Peterborough, James Williams, as a starting mixer dance for our 35th branch anniversary. The dance is called A Necklace of Coral and is a 40-bar round-the-room medley. The music is three times through in Strathspey time and then three times in jig time. That combination was chosen as James had previously devised a dance for Mamie Clarkson, our president, which we had danced when Marian Anderson and Max were playing for us. James's two sons recorded the music on their phones, and my partner then mixed these tracks to get the recording we are now going to hear. Both of James's dances will be in the Sunday Class Dance Book 3, which has been delayed, but A Necklace of Coral is available on the SCDDB. So that was Marion and Max on a homemade recording playing for A Necklace of Coral. You should all now have a new partner, so we can make up three couples in four couple long wise sets for Tambourine, one of the few dances with a single word title, though it is often misnamed as the Tambourine Reel. Now then, here we have a dance published in the East Ivanhoe book in Melbourne, Australia, for which the SCDDB lists the recommended tune as Hey Johnny Lad. But the only named recording is by Colin Dewar as the Tambourine Reel, which begins with John Brennan's reel. There is only one 8x32 bar reel recording which starts with Hey Johnny Lad, and that is the Shugley by Scottish Measure on a first dram. However, I am not going to play that even this time, but a recording which I was introduced to for this dance, a set called Irish Reels on the CD Free Spirit by Sound Company. Jill Burrows, Jill with a J, this is for you.
Thank you.
Proper Sound Company, Ian Robertson, his sister Judith, a.k.a. Mrs. Ian Muir, and Chris Oxterby, who now has her own band, Strathallan, from 1996. The tunes were Miss Monaghan, Sheehan's Reel, The Reconciliation, and Tam Lin, or the Glasgow Reel. Our first full Strass Bay today is a square set devised by me called Summer Sunday Strass Bay, from the first summer of the Sunday class. When I devised it, I used the Dewhursts CD, Crossing Borders, and later, when Marian Anderson recorded the CD for TSC Book 1, Chris Dewhurst generously gave her his complete set for Jenny's Magic Touch, four tunes by Chris and his son Nick. So we will hear Chris, Julie and Nick playing Jenny's Magic Touch, Crossing Borders, The Bells of Green Hill and Dunfermline Abbey for my dance, Summer Sunday, Strass Bay. Thank you. the very distinctive sound of the Dewhurst from their first Scottish dancing CD, Crossing Borders, in 2008. Their second CD, Beyond the Borders, was released in 2014. And last year, they released Short and Sweet, which has a massive 21 tracks for dances, many for less common combinations, such as 3x48 jig, some 6x32, where maybe you only want to dance 6 times through, etc. All three CDs are predominantly aimed at providing any good tune for a class situation, and they are all in stock in my shop. There, that's my advert done. Our next dance is for 5 couples, and is based on the jig Wild Geese. There are 2 dances which I know of, A Flock of Geese by Mel and Ellie Briscoe, which is truer to the original in terms of formations, and Chasing the Wild Goose by Malcolm Brown, which includes double triangles, which always look good in a 5-couple set. Take your pick which you want to dance, but the music is for A Flock of Geese and played by the Scottish Weekend Ensemble. Was from the 1999 CD Memories of Scottish Weekend, and the musicians were Liz Donaldson, Ralph Gordon, Earl Gaddis, Callum McKinnon, Marty Taylor, Anne Hooper, and Steve Hickman. Many thanks to Sue Ronald for keeping me right with those names. The term wild geese refers to Irish soldiers who left Ireland to serve in continental European armies in the 16th to 18th centuries, particularly when Catholics were banned from military service in Ireland. The flight of the wild geese was the departure of an Irish Jacobite army from Ireland for France in October 1691, at the end of the war between the Jacobites and William III. To Aberdeen, the adopted home of John Drury, who wrote 5 Bonacord dances and for whom Roy Goldring wrote John of Bonacord. Today we will have Blooms of Bonacord, which is danced to a James Scott Skinner tune of the same name, though the dance was devised in 1971 to commemorate the winning of the Britain in Bloom competition for the 3rd successive year. There are 20 recordings listed for this popular dance, and we will hear Sandy Nixon's version from Highlander Music Scottish Dances Volume 1. This is for Iris Sanderson and Adeline Christie Johnson, who particularly like Willafjord, the 4th tune. The 2nd and 3rd tunes are Staten Island and The Stornoway Sailor. 2 chords, so 3s and 4s start the dance on opposite sides. Sandy Nixon and his band, and that's another dance which I could just start straight over again as it finishes.
You're listening to the Sunday Class Dance with Amanda Peart on Radio GH.
Time for our 8-time Strathspey, and this is Kilkenny Castle by Bill Forbes, published by him in his Craigievar book 2. And Nicol McLaren and the Glen Craig Band recorded the CD in 1997. The lead tune is by Frank Reed. Thank you. Just after Bill Forbes first devised this dance, he took a guided tour of the castle and heard that it was haunted by the ghost of a young girl called Petronella. So he adapted the dance slightly to include the Petronella figure in bars 17 to 24. Another little anecdote about Kilkenny. Collectively, Kilkenny people are known as the Cats, most specifically in the hurling arena, and celebrated in this limerick. There once was two cats of Kilkenny. Each cat thought there was one cat too many. So they fought, and they fit, and they scratched, and they bit, till instead of two cats, there weren't any. The origin of this seems to have been the two tribes of cats that lived in Kilkenny in medieval times, one tribe in Irish town and the other foreign tribe in the walled English town, who would fight each other at every opportunity. Now the next dance is another of mine, which I wrote in 2019 for Tony Payne, whose email address is Antonius, to show my appreciation of his unfailing support and encouragement with the Sunday class, despite all that he has had to contend with in his own life. Salute to Antonius, a 4x32 bar jig, is intended to be danced to Jim Lindsay's recording for Jenny Bradley's dance, St. Andrew's Jig, which was originally published with Tony's tune, The European. Nothing to do with Brexit, but the through train from Glasgow to Harwich, which stopped in Nottingham. So this is Jim Lindsay from Recorded Highlights, Volume 1. Lindsay. A great CD that, even though I say it myself. If I need a link to the next dance, it would be that Tony Payne took his Sea Scouts on the European train, and this dance is a hornpipe. Best I can do. The dance is Spears Wharf Hornpipe by Paul Hemenway in the Glasgow 90th Anniversary book, for which Ian T. Muir, that's the one from Prestwick, recorded this wonderful track. It was specifically requested by my great friend Wynne, and it's also for everyone who enjoys a burl. Sheila and Billy, are you dancing? So that was the Ian Muir Sound, and the tunes were The Drunken Sailor, Snouts and Ears, The Down Express, and Ingram's 35. Our last strathspey is Rougemont Castle by Duncan Brown. Exeter Castle is commonly known as Rougemont after the red hill on which it stands. Exeter's original castle had been destroyed in 1003, and William the Conqueror arrived in force in 1068 and built a new, bigger and more fortified castle than Exeter had ever seen, to maintain control over the city, and one assumes this was when the French name was first used. The dance is for three couples and has two nice three-couple formations, a cross and rotate, which is similar to a set and rotate, but obviously without the setting, and then a chain rights and lefts, which I first came across in Ian Boyd's dance, The Cashmere Shawl. The dance begins with a fairly standard 8 bars for first couple and finishes with a two-couple allemande to get ones to third place. The dance was published by the RSCDS in Book 48, and Susan McFadgin and her band recorded the CD. That was Susan McFadgin and her band on RSCDS Book 48 CD. Our final dance this week is just an all-round super dance and great as a last dance as it finishes with a circle. The Two Grey Cats was devised by Francis Walduck for Ian and Yvonne Grey, who divide their time between dancing and their two cats. Once again, two tracks from Marian Anderson this week. This one is from the Other Kangaroo Paw CD. Thank you. Keith Smith and his fiddle joined Marion's band for this recording from 2013, and the tunes are Forest Hill Road by Marion, Itchy Fingers by Pipe Major Robert Pinkman, Toast to the Mousies by Keith Smith, and Barry and Doreen's Continental Capers, also by Marion, for Barry and Doreen Steele, who organised many European dancing holidays. Right out of time again, so thanks to Ewan and Derek at Radio GH. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you if you want a dedication or a special request. Taking us out is the Kragelicki Band with a Tobermory two-step. See you next week.